Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. It's our Tulane Tuesday segment here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll have the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall, will join us a little after 4:30 this afternoon. We'll have some Pels talk in the 5 o'clock hour. Also, we'll be joined by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff. As you heard Charlie talk about in the Sports Flash, big news about 45 minutes ago breaking from Norman, Oklahoma, that John Mateer, who, man, in many betting sites and people across the country, had put him as the Heisman front runner. He sustained a broken bone in his right throwing hand in the first quarter against Auburn. And so he's going to have surgery sometime tomorrow. Estimated time, different doctors, 3 to 4 weeks. But he's going to basically miss a month of the season. That's a big loss for the Sooners. All this next man up don't apply to a guy like Mateer. He put Oklahoma at another level as far as playing quarterback and played this game with a lot of swagger. I saw him play so many of these late-night games at Washington State over the last couple of years. He is one hell of a football player and a tough guy. And to think he, you know, basically played three-quarters of the game with that broken bone in his right throwing hand. So he's going to miss most likely a month of the season for the Sooners. That's a big loss for Oklahoma. They have a really good defense, experienced. They have some depth across the board. But, man, losing Mateer, and their schedule's brutal. Charlie, we've talked about this in the offseason. Florida's schedule was really, really tough. But right after that, if you're looking at SEC teams with a tough schedule, it was Oklahoma and who they have to play and who they've played already and been able to win. But John Mateer, he's just at another level when you look at quarterback play. And he's been the one guy when you look at it. You could say Carson Beck, also at Miami of Florida, has played at a very high level. The other quarterbacks this year have not played maybe to the expectation that I think all of us maybe thought we'd see early in the 2025 season.
He was the Heisman favorite as of this week. And so obviously that's going to get thrown out the window. But to your point about the schedule, Mike, their upcoming game is against Kent State, but then against Texas 2 weeks from now, they go to South Carolina, who's, you know, kind of sputtering a little bit here. And then they host Ole Miss. And that is basically the next month of action for OU. Now, they're tough games kind of at the back end of the season. They go to Tennessee, the number 15 team in the country, at number 17 Alabama. They host number 20 Ole Miss, and then they host number 4 LSU. The final 4 weeks, that's all November onward. So I think Mateer will likely be back for that stretch because Pete Thamel was reporting it's only going to be basically a month of him missing time Granted, there are games in there like the game against Texas, like the game against Ole Miss that are going to be really, really tough for this OU team. But I don't think it's necessarily devastating for them. Obviously, you want to have your QB1 for the entire season, and he's been awesome this year, and the Heisman odds from Vegas will tell you that. But just, you know, kind of looking at their schedule, I think that, you know, if it is just a month recovery timeline, he should be back for their real, real tough games, especially on the road, once again, at Tennessee, at Alabama, and then at home against Mizzou and against LSU.
I was talking to a former quarterback who sustained a broken hand injury, and his comment to me is, you know, once you recover, it's the ability to grip the football. And every time you play out of the shotgun and you catch it, he said it was almost like sending a shockwave kind of through your hand a little bit. So he said you learned to grip it a little bit differently. He said, you know, it doesn't affect your throwing motion, but you learn how to grip it a little differently. If it had been the left hand, that's different. But the right hand, and you catching it. And he said, every time you catch it out of that shotgun, and, you know, you catch it, and gow, it almost like, you know, you hit a little electricity spot on it. So we'll see the long-term effects of this with Mateer, who was really playing at a very high level. Other stories certainly big in college football. Mike Gundy out at Oklahoma State after losing that Friday night game against Tulsa. You knew it was just a matter of time and very quickly that Mike was going to get the pink slip. They were 1-2 this year. Mike had 18 straight seasons of winning at Oklahoma State. Think how long he's been there. When Les Miles left Oklahoma State to come to LSU, and he became the head football coach. And, okay, his first season at LSU was 05. It was Mike Gundy's first season. There are very few coaches in college football that have that type of longevity and being able to win. They were well-funded, especially when T-Bone Pickens was alive. Man, they were really well-funded financially. But you could see it has sort of went off the tracks a little bit over the last couple years. And Mike, I think he sort of became, he loves attention in a lot of ways. He really does. And for coach, I think a lot of time he was trying to take that off of his team. But man, when you coaching for that long at the same school, it's real thin. It gets real thin because they get, okay, man, maybe it's time to move on from Mike Gundy. And you could see that time had come, and when they redid his contract this offseason, I remember talking to Tim Brando about it. He was like, Mike, I thought about it immediately. When they said that about redoing the contract, remember something you said, when they start touching your money, you don't have a long time left. And that's what happened to Mike today, and he's replaced by their offensive coordinator, wide receiver coach Doug Meacham. It'll be a big surge. Zach Robinson, former Oklahoma State quarterback, is the guy that a lot of people would want to bring to Oklahoma State. But everybody thought Texas, Oklahoma leaving the Big 12, Oklahoma State would be the dominant team. Didn't happen. The college football world changed in front of your very eyes real, real quickly for Mike Gundy. We come back, we'll have a lot more sports talk. We'll talk a little bit of Pelicans. Also a little bit about the fact that Jackson Dart has been named the starter. Former Ole Miss quarterback, first round pick back in April. They traded up for, he'll be the starter against the LA Chargers. And you know who the Giants play after the Chargers? The Saints. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long. We'll have our two-lane Tuesday segment with Green Wave head football coach John Sumrall a little after 4:30 this afternoon. We're talking about before, Jackson Dart, who had a great preseason, was fantastic in the training camp sessions. The people that covered the Giants really raved about Jackson Dart and kind of predicted it wouldn't be long before he's put into the starting lineup. A lot of pressure, too, on Brian Daboll to get this turned around in New York. And Russell Wilson, okay, he threw for over 425 yards against the Cowboys in a losing effort, but still, it's not all the quarterback's fault. But you knew eventually this would happen. This is sort of the setup you can see is going to happen here in New Orleans very quickly. That, okay, it's not Spencer Rattler's fault that the Saints aren't winning, but you got a young quarterback, you've invested in him, and eventually you know the change is going to happen. And it happened in New York today with Jackson Dart. He's going to get his first start. Now, if I was to pick a team, I certainly wouldn't want to go up against the Chargers in my first opener, but that's who it's going to be. Jackson Dart's going to get his first start this coming week against the L.A. Chargers. And they also, and man, I just thought about this. They signed Younghoe Koo, the former Atlanta Falcon kicker. He's on their practice squad. You know, Koo had been a really good kicker the last, like, year and a quarter. He's really sort of trailed off. But I think the Giants looked at that and said, man, you know what, let's take a shot with him because he was such a good player for the Falcons for so many years. He's also in a maneuver today with the Giants, and it won't be long before Koo becomes the starting kicker for the Giants there, too. Whatever happens, almost like golfing, you know, you can get out there on the course and everything you can hit on the green, and then after that, man, everything is long or short. Can't hit a short putt or a long putt. Nothing works right for you. That also happens with kickers. So, Charlie, I think with Jackson Dart, we saw this coming with him, but I think this is the prelude to what we're going to see here in New Orleans, too. It wasn't all on Russell Wilson with the Giants, but you knew when you had that investment of trading up in round one to get a quarterback, the Saints using that early second-round pick on Tyler Shuck, that's going to happen.
Wilson also had some pretty terrible throws, Mike. I mean, I know he put up big numbers against the Cowboys, but even in that game against the Cowboys, he just air it out and then underthrow a deep ball where a DB just gets an easy pick. He did it multiple times against the Chiefs as well. He wasn't very good, in all honesty, for a veteran. And you knew that the change was going to come. Now, as you had kind of mentioned there, against the Chargers, it's quite the test for young Jackson Dart.
Well, I guess.
You know, kind of similar almost to what happened last year when the Patriots made the move to Drake May. Yep. Right before they were going to be playing a Houston Texans defense that was obviously ferocious last year. So Jackson Dart will be tested right off the bat. But it's also interesting that his first road start, I kind of threw this in the Sports Flash as well, is going to be against the Saints and the NFL level. So They play, obviously, in week five. We were going to be asking early on in the season, are the Saints going to be playing Russell Wilson? Are they going to be playing Jackson Dart? Well, if Jackson Dart makes it out healthy against this Chargers defense, that is who they will be, in fact, facing in week five of the NFL season.
And you see what he, the element he brings to the table. Russell Wilson could do this when he was younger. He could extend plays and run with the ball. Jackson Dart can do that today. And you saw even against the Chiefs, they pulled Russell Wilson and put Dart in for a running play. And that was a designated play for Dart. So Jackson Dart getting his first start. Also, too, today, C.J. Gardner-Johnson released by the Houston Texans. And for Chauncey, you know, he's sort of used to this. You know, he's a guy that's not for everybody. It wasn't a good fitting with the Texans. Man, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson can play. But there's also that other side of him. He is open. He was openly critical of teammates about them not doing their assignments. And he wanted a bigger role defensively. Man, on that team, they're not going to put up with that. You know, their deal is, hey, we traded Kenyon Green, who was a bust for a first-round pick. We traded him to Philly for you. It's really not costing us a ton of money to get rid of you. But it was, Charlie, almost from day one, it didn't seem to be a good fit for him to go to the Texans. And I'll say this, he's going to end up going somewhere and be a good player for whoever picks him up.
Yeah,
that type of former.
He's going to sign with a contender in all likelihood, Mike. I don't know what really was going on behind the scenes in Houston, but with their 0-3 start right now, you can imagine that maybe they don't want to deal with the locker room headache. That's all I can really think of, because on the field, I don't think Gardner Johnson's been bad this year, Mike.
No, he hasn't.
So, like, that's quite literally all I can think of, is that maybe he was being a little bit of a headache in the locker room. Because we all know that he's got, you know, let's say a larger-than-life personality.
He's edgy. Put it to you that way. I'll never forget, he goes on a recruiting trip. I'm not going to say what school. Man, he's telling the upperclassmen there, I'm going to put all of y'all butts on the bench next year. I'm coming in here as a true freshman, and I'm going to beat everybody out. You know, and one of the coaches told me, we had never heard that from a freshman. I mean, openly sort of taunting the other guys on the team that, hey, y'all don't mean nothing to me. I'm the guy when I come in here. And so when the Saints picked him, he was like, I think maybe Coach Payton, his personality, he could handle Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, but he's not for everybody. And he is absolutely right. You look how kind of he's bounced around. He has won two Super Bowl rings, though. So you got to give him credit on that. He's been on two Super Bowl teams and been a big part of that. And he will find a job somewhere else real quickly in the NFL. When we come back, we'll have on with us the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long. It's our Two-Lane Tuesday segment brought to you by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. We have on with us the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
I appreciate y'all having me on. Hope you're having a great day.
Coach, we put a bow and a ribbon and everything else on last Saturday's game. Wasn't able to watch it live, just kind of glancing up because, man, I got LSU coverage I was doing. But in watching the game, replaying it, I thought kind of where it sort of fell apart for the Tulane Green Wave was that the offensive line had difficulties up front with Ole Miss's front seven. And, man, their secondary, almost like they had Velcro on them. Your receivers couldn't get loose away from them. And even when you had time to throw the football, there was nobody open downfield. When you went back and look at the tape, were those elements big for you when you watched it?
Yeah, I think the second part was the loudest thing on tape to me. I felt like we weren't able to create separation downfield in the throw game. We dropped two third downs that were catchable balls early in the first quarter that would have been third down conversions. And they were sticky in coverage too. So we didn't create enough separation. And they were physical and long and fast in the secondary compared to how we looked at receiver on Saturday. That was disappointing and frustrating. I really felt like the line of scrimmage, you know, typically you go into those kind of games where you may be playing an SEC team, and the biggest mismatch, if you will, is at the line of scrimmage. We really didn't give up a ton of negative plays. You know, Derek Graham, our left tackle, was out last week. He'll be back available this week. But we had to kind of shift some things around our O-line. And we ran for 178 yards on him. Now, some of that was Jake Retzlaff creating plays. But if he was running for positive yards like he did, they weren't getting to him in the backfield. And so I thought our O-line actually played probably not great, but admirable. I thought they gave us a shot to compete. We really, on a couple things in a run game, had some backs miss some things too. Like we had a couple of short yardage plays where they targeted maybe their aiming point wrong in the run game and could have had conversions on some third and ones, fourth and ones that we didn't get. That really wasn't the O-line issue as much as it was our back maybe not targeting things properly. And so I thought our O-line played better than maybe sometimes you go into those games. I thought on the perimeter we did not look like we were up for the test for sure.
You brought it up, but getting Derek Graham back, because when you lose your left tackle, you know, a lot of people, they got this. Now, and I understand why coaches say it, next man up. You got to do something. But, you know, to lose him in a game like that against Ole Miss, but he will be available this week against Tulsa. And so that's a big plus for your offensive line to get him back.
Yeah, it's a big boost. You know, we went into the game. Like, if you told me the first week of training camp, you know, we'd be in that game minus Derek Graham and John Bach, who was kind of penciled in as our starter at right guard and hadn't played all year because of a foot injury, I would have been really worried about it. You know, we slid Shadre Hurst from left guard to left tackle. He's not really a tackle, but when you get in those situations, you're just trying to figure out how to get your best five out there. You know, it's like, forget who's a tackle and who's a guard, who's our best five. And so we moved Shadre from left guard to left tackle. Well, Shadre is predominantly a guard and a center. And then we put Elijah Baker in, who's a redshirt freshman from Hattiesburg. And, man, EB, he was our – from the coaching staff, he was the offensive player of the game at left guard. I mean, he was mauling. He was playing physicality and really was pleased with his first really large sample size of playing time in his career here. And he held his own in a big-time setting and against a really good football team. And but when you lose a guy like Derek, that's hard. I mean, going to any game, it's hard, but much less going against that kind of opponent for us. And so that was a challenge for sure throughout the week, trying to figure out how we were going to piecemeal the O-line together. And I thought that group, like I said, I left the game, you know, frustrated about a lot of things. When I watched the tape, that was actually one of the things I was encouraged by.
When you go back into it, when you play a game like this and things start to snowball negatively, you don't want to, say, burn the tape. You want them to see what happened wrong and not have that mistake happen again. I think that's the part of coaching I think you really understand. A lot of coaches, we don't want to watch that tape. No, it's a teaching tool for you. I understand why you don't want to watch it. It wasn't that great. But my thing is, it is a teaching tool for the young men that you're coaching.
No question. You know, the old adage, you get a quote from a win and a chapter from a loss, you know, and so I think there's a lot to learn in a loss. Don't like losing. There's a reason the scoreboard's got electricity. We want to win every time we play, but we ain't burning the tape. We're going to watch it and learn from it. That doesn't mean we're going to be demeaning to our guys. Look, I love our guys. I told our team Monday, man, I wouldn't trade y'all for anybody. I like this group. I like who we got. But we're going to be very demanding. We're going to call it like we see it. We're going to, where there's shortcomings, we're going to own it. And that's coaches included. I mean, believe it or not, I might have made a mistake or two on Saturday. Like, and so where I did, I have no problem showing the team, hey, I probably should have done this better as the head coach or whatever. And so we all have to take accountability and be a man and look yourself in the mirror and figure out what you could do better to maybe individually be better for the team. And, there's a lot of areas where we weren't our best, you know, and I think the biggest challenge, you know, like you said, there's some critical moments where we have to understand, you know, we go into the halftime, it's 23-3 and we played about as, I could use some other words, but I'll just say rotten. Okay. As we could play. And, we come out of the half, I challenged the team in the locker room at halftime. I said, guys, your characters reveal when adversity hits, like not when things are going good. What are we going to be? Like I said, put a blanket over the scoreboard. I want to see you come out and fight and respond. All we did was drive down the whole length of the field and get to the 5-yard line, said second down and goal from the 5. It was 23-3, and we second down and goal. We give up a negative play because we miss a block. We lose a yard. We go third down, and on fourth down, I went for it because, I mean, at 23-3, kicking a field goal gets you 23-6. We only need 7 more field goals to win the game. I ain't doing that. Like, we're going to try to score touchdowns in that situation. And so we didn't capitalize. That would have been a huge momentum shift because the very next drive, we got to stop. And we got the ball again and went back to the plus side of the field and couldn't convert on fourth and short. And so there was a swing there in the third quarter where neither team scored, but really we had 2 scoring opportunities where we just didn't capitalize. And we were too far down at that point to kick field goals. And that was frustrating because we could have maybe scratched and clawed and gotten our way back into the game on the scoreboard. But I was proud of our guys for a response. And you have to learn from everything, the good and the bad.
Coach, Tim Rebo used to always tell me this. And, you know, with them, they play a lot of money games early at State. Now, Rybecki is in that spot today. And he was like, Mike, you know, people a lot of times don't really remember things that happen maybe late August and into September just because of who you playing. And sometimes we're stepping up in class of the opponent. But they remember who the hell you play in conference time. So that starts for you up against Tulsa. A little bit about the conversation about, hey, this is conference play. This is important. But maybe a little scouting report on Tulsa. I think a lot of people got to see him play late last week and kind of their win knocked Mike Gundy out of that job at Oklahoma State. That was not the full game of it because I think Mike was on some really thin ice even before, but that was the final straw.
Yeah, it was a marquee win for Tulsa for sure. It's the first time Tulsa beat Oklahoma State in Stillwater, I think, since 1951. So a huge win for the program. And I think Tulsa is one of the more improved teams in our league. When you watch them on video compared to last year, they've improved by leaps and bounds. And then, quite honestly, they've really improved throughout these first four games of the season. I think what you see in week four is a whole lot different than what you saw in week two in a positive way. And so got a lot of respect for what they're doing. It's going to be a challenge for us to go on the road and get a conference win. It always is. And I told our guys on Monday in our team meeting to kind of kick off the week, I said, I do this every year. Once conference play starts, I read a poem to them. It's basically just talks about this is the beginning of a new day. And you want to use it for good, not evil. You're going to trade a day of your life for what's coming up. Man, make it count, you know. And so conference play is always the beginning of a new day. And what you make of it's what you choose. You know, there is a decision to be made. And, you know, we're 3-1 non-conference. Those non-conference games only count on your overall record. These conference games, they count on your conference record and on your overall record. They count twice. And so for me, man, I think the importance of understanding playing your best football once you get into conference play is critical. And the margin for error is tight. And there's a lot of evenly matched teams typically when you get into conference play, and the teams that win usually figure out a way to win close games.
You know, Coach, I guess this is a two-part question. We had talked with you before the season even began, and you had mentioned about the non-conference slate that you had against three Power Four teams, and then also a frisky South Alabama squad from the Sun Belt, and how really difficult it was. And so my first one to you is, if I told you leading into the season you're 3-1 after that four-game stretch, you know, what would you tell me? And then at the same time, entering conference play, you already mentioned the Tulsa victory over Oklahoma State, but also Memphis picks up a huge win against Arkansas. And just want to get your overall thoughts on the American Athletic Conference and what kind of teams have stood out, whether negatively or positively, early on so far.
Yeah, well, look, I want to win every game we play. All right. So, like, if you just said, hey, 3-1, I still would have been like a little bit pissed that we lost one. I still kind of am. Now, having said that, I do recognize the challenges we played our schedule. I was sitting at the beach with my brother who lives in Atlanta this past July while we had a little time off. And I'll be honest, I was drinking a beer and I'm sitting at the beach about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And my brother goes, man, with y'all's non-conference schedule, if you could just get to the conference and be 2-2. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. What the hell's wrong with you? Like 2-2. I'm like, no, I ain't doing that. And so, you know, I think sometimes you people want to say it's okay that you lost this one or that one. I want to win them all. Now, having said that, with the slate we took on, 3-1 is admirable. I don't like the way we lost the one we lost. That's what I'm most sour about, is like, I didn't think we put our best foot forward. Right. And so I can live with a loss. I can't live with us not playing our best. That's what drives me crazy. And so, you know, a lot to be grateful for, 3-1. Still a lot to learn from. And then on the flip side, the second part of what you asked, like, man, I always pull for our league, like Tulsa beating Oklahoma State. When our league is stepping out of conference, I want them to win because that makes, I think, whoever wins our conference most likely to get the CFP berth for the automatic G6 deal. And so I would say right now, with Memphis beating Arkansas and us beating Northwestern and Duke and Tulsa beating Oklahoma State and Army beating Kansas State and South Florida beating Florida, like our record versus the P4 right now, I'm not going to name names, but it's better than one other. It's better than one other P4 record versus other P4s right now. All right. So our conference record versus the P4 is better than another P4 non-conference P4 record. And so I think our league has shown top to bottom, man, this group's got great depth. It's a quality league, and you got to bring it every time. You're going to get exposed. And I think it bodes well for our conference really being the one that represents in the CFP.
Coach, I'm going to tell you something. You should have told your brother on that 2-2 comment, because sometimes I got to do it with somebody I know real well too. You got to chaperone wherever you're keeping that beer on that 2-2 comment.
Ain't no doubt. Look, there ain't no doubt. Well, he, you know, hey, let's just say this. My brother doesn't keep his job by winning football games. So, you know, like he just saw it was a daunting non-conference schedule in his eyes. He's like, man, if y'all could just peck off one of those P4 games. I'm like, no, we need to get more than one of them. But he's a great brother. He's one of my biggest fans. He's maybe not quite as competitive as me, though.
I got you. For a lot of people, they got to see Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss for the first time. I don't know how many people are watching Ferris State play, but you got to see him up close and personal. Now a lot of eyes are going to be on him this week. A little bit about Chambliss and what he brings to the table. Coach, and I've told you this before, there is something about being a winner. He's a winner. He might not be the ideal size. He might not have this unbelievable arm, but he finds a way to win.
No, he's a really good football player. I saw it on video the week before we played them. They played Arkansas. And honestly, when I watched that tape, I told my staff, I said, I don't want to play against that guy. And I'm not saying anything about the Simmons kid, but, man, Trinidad's a baller. He's just kind of – he's got that moxie about him. He's very instinctive. He's very natural. He's shifty as a runner. He throws a good catchable ball down the field. I think he makes quick, fast decisions that are the right decision. I think he's a good leader. Seems like he's a great teammate by how his guys interact with him. I think his teammates love him. And man, he just plays the game the right way. He's just got a little something about him, that it, you know, and he's a good football player. A lot of respect to him. He kicked our butt and he performed really well against Arkansas. I don't know what they're going to do moving forward, but that guy's a handful.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always enjoy when you're on. Best of luck this coming week as you start conference play up against Tulsa. Hey, get that W back up on the board, brother.
Appreciate y'all. Roll wave.
Thanks, Coach.
All righty. That was Tulane Green Wave head football coach John Summerall, and our Tulane Tuesday segment is brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. We'll come back to finish it up here in hour number one on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. I want to thank Tulane head football coach John Summerall coming on each and every Tuesday with us with our Fleet Supply segment of Tulane Tuesday, talking about not only the game this past week, but coming up in conference play. And that's the big thing. You got to win in the conference. Get yourself into that conference championship game. That's certainly big for Tulane. And as Coach said, he wants to win every game he's out there. You can hear the competitiveness in John Summerall. When we come back, we'll have on with us our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, at 5:20. And at 5:40, Renee Nadeau. Renee covered the press conference today with the Pelicans players. And, boy, you take a look at Zion. That's the best looking I've seen Zion since he's come to the city of New Orleans. We'll have that and a lot more right here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.